Okay, should we crack on, Chicky Doo?
Definitely with this new year. New year, new energy, same us.
Yeah, happy new year.
Do you? oh, it's me. I'm doing it. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is season 6, episode 1, Sticky Pickles, Oh Dear Abby, and Big Daddy Dramas. Maria, hi.
Hi, happy new year.
I know, we didn't talk all holiday, did we?
Yeah, we said hi, and that was about it, because it was busy times.
Yeah, and it's a sign of a super good friendship as well, that we just pick up right where we left off, no dramas. It's just like, you have a little download, and then we're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty quiet time of year, usually, maybe, or not, I don't know.
Well, I have been missing your stories, so it's over to you. Tell me about Oh Dear Abby.
Yes. Oh, I'm still remembering the story you did in our previous episode. that amazing, you killed me.
Do you know what? So many people have laughed about that, and they've told me about it. And there's two things they love, you know, the story that I made. But it's your laugh in your story when I made that comment about the boss. It's that laugh. It is just so beautiful. I was crying when I was editing it, laughing. So really beautiful way to end the season. I loved it.
It was it left me on a glow, and I'm just like, okay, I really hope I can live up to that, but I'm rusty, dear listeners and dear girls.
Oh, I bet you're not. Let's go.
Okay,
come on.
So, Dear Abby is an agony aunt here in the States, or at least she used to be, but she's not an agony aunt in this episode. We've got Abby, who is new to working life. She is making some of the inroads on her career. So she's sort of freshly out of university, out of college.
Right. Young 20s,
and she's like trying really hard to climb that corporate career ladder. She's an office worker, right? White collar, right? As you'd say. And she is trying really, really hard. Like, she's such an eager beaver.
Poor her.
Yeah.
God, they're going to love her.
Her beaver's real eager. No. it's not that kind of episode. She really is trying to impress her boss. She wants to make sure her teammates all respect her. And she doesn't quite know how to do that yet. She doesn't know how to build rapport. She doesn't know how to build cachet.
This is interesting. You had this kind of person before in your stories. The young, white-collar, career girl. Very interesting.
Yeah, awkward career girl. I mean, you got to say what you know, right? I don't know. Does she sound familiar to you at all? I promise you, this story is actually not about me, and none of these experiences are mine. I absolutely assure you.
You can totally believe her. 100%.
100%, this is not me. oh, fuck. so, Abby... she's been at this job for a while, and she just got transferred to a new boss, and his name is Daniel.
Daniel.
Daniel's also a new manager. So he's like maybe 10, 15 years older than Abby, but he's new at managing people.
This is like the newbies of the noobs. Yep. Cute.
I know. Have you ever worked for a new manager, girl?
Like young first-timer manager?
Oh, yeah. Not like the first time working for a new person, but like someone who's like, this is my first time managing people, and you're my first direct report.
No, I don't know if I have actually.
I feel like I have had a singular lucky streak where I've worked for a number of people who are brand new at managing people. And it's at first you're like, oh, I'm sure it's going to be fine. And then you're like, oh, no, I'm their training wheels. Oh, no. I've never managed people because I just don't ever want to do that. So respect to people who voluntarily want to do that. Respect. I just never.
Yeah, though they were easy. You remember the guys I used to manage. They were all easy.
Yeah,
peasy.
I mean,
they
were like some people manage themselves.
You fucking kidding me?
No, that was cat wrangling. That was cat wrangling to the nth degree.
Fucking hell.
Oh, please tell me you're going to be bleeping those names.
We'll see.
They will hunt you
we'll
down.
We'll see.
Their ears are burning.
We digress.
We digress. So yeah, Abby really wants to impress Daniel, and she's nervous for him. She's like taking on his anxiety about being a new manager, and she wants to be like the perfect employee. So she's trying to make sure that anytime she makes a mistake, that she's totally, owning up to it, taking responsibility, making it right. And, you know, making Daniel look good, because that's what one must do for one's boss, is make your boss look good, right?
I am feeling like I'm looking in a mirror a bit right now, and it's kind of cringeworthy because I did that in a way that must have just looked just so, ugh, God. Anyway, yeah.
But isn't it what we have to do? It's what you have to do, right?
No
to
more, girlfriends.
Survive.
Stand up. Don't have to smile. No, do everything with a smile and a little, sure, of course I'll look after your shitty, shitty mess. Of course I will.
Yeah, but when you don't do it with a smile, you get complaints. That's the thing, like, I got told I had a bad attitude.
Well, you do. No, I'm kidding. Jesus. Okay,
good night, everybody. All right. Did I have a story? Was I doing a story today? But Abby is also, she's eager to please, but she's also a fucking mess.
Oh, okay.
She has a little bit of, I don't know how else to say it, a little bit of the ADHD.
Yeah.
Maybe undiagnosed, but she's a wee bit of a mess.
How is that showing itself?
So, the excuses that she has to come up with at work for misses. So, for example, she is super, 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 super late to work. Like, not an hour late, you know, oh, traffic was bad. She rolls in at basically lunchtime.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're that late, it's like either you take a sick day or, you know, some shit went down. And she comes in, she's like, damn. Daniel, I'm so sorry. I had a blackout episode and I passed out in my shower and then I couldn't get up and I was like banging on the pipes for a neighbor to help me and she called the cops and then they called an ambulance and it's like it goes on and on and they called an ambulance and then they had me go into the ER to do a bunch of tests to make sure that I didn't have like some like they called it syncope or I don't even know what the medical term is. Anyway, apparently I'm narcoleptic. I'm narcoleptic. Like they diagnosed me and now I'm on all these new meds, but I'm okay now.
What, like 4 hours later?
Yeah. But I'm okay now. And apparently I'm narcoleptic. So, cause that's why I fell asleep in the shower. And Daniel's sitting there like, oh my God, Abby, I'm so sorry to hear that you went through all this. Take the rest of the day off. Clearly, like you're such a rock star for coming in.
Cause he's a new boss.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, you need to take care of yourself. That sounds awful.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry. But work comes second. You come first. Go home. Relax. You've had quite a day. Why am I talking like this?
I don't know. It's like you're in my story already.
Why does Daniel sound like that? But. I mean, does any of that sound plausible to you that actually happened to Abby?
Well, I don't know. She had a big gash across her face because she, you know, smashed her head against the tiles or something, or hit herself on the tap.
No, that would be expert level.
Like, well, no, or she actually did, or she did pass out, right? I mean, I would just buy it then. But with no injuries and a full diagnosis 4 hours later is, it's impressive. So yeah, I'd have a question mark. Yeah, I'd be like one to watch. I would say it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'd ask her if she'd want to work today and I'd let her answer and then I would make a record of it and I'd be one to watch.
Curls, this is how I know you're a good experienced manager because that's the smart thing to do.
I had to cut my teeth too. I'm sure I screwed up loads of times. I just erased them from my memory, obviously.
One to watch. So Abby actually the night before had downloaded a brand new romance drama mobile phone game from China on her phone. And she stayed up all night playing it. It's one of those ones where they have tons of microtransactions and you get to play to be like a princess concubine working her way up through like the castle or whatever.
Right.
And she played it all night until like 5 a.m. She's totally addicted. She got like 1 hour of sleep and then played it the rest of the morning, totally lost track of time. She looks up and it's 11:30 and she realizes she's missed the first half of work.
Okay. So a little dipsy, but but really wants to climb the ladder fast. So, okay.
Yeah. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. And she's like, well, I'm young and I made a mistake. Tee-hee. So, you know, whatever. But now she's like, okay, but now I've told them I'm narcoleptic. So I got to kind of file that one away.
She's falling asleep at work, like faking it into her peanut butter sandwich.
No. She makes sure that she has like a pill bottle.
She's in a meeting and it gets boring. She starts snoring.
This is just like, oh, sorry, I'm narcoleptic. What did you say? I'm narcoleptic.
I fell asleep having a poop. What can I do?
I need 4 hours fiber later. And I fell asleep. Yeah. fast forward a few months. She and Daniel are at a work outing, like a summer work outing, where there's it's like a picnic and there's a lot of music playing with like a DJ and it's a party,
right?
And it's around that time that Daniel's been saying that there might be some people might be getting promoted and some new opportunities for career growth. And Abby's really excited, and she knows that at these like soft events, this is the time to make those connections.
Has Daniel's voice not broken yet? Is that what we're intimating? Is that what's going on?
I don't know why Daniel sounds like this, but I'm going with it, okay? Okay. Don't be discriminatory just because Daniel has a high voice.
Gonna be one of those listeners. It's gonna be one of those.
I don't know why he sounds like that. I genuinely don't. So they're at this party, and Abby really wants to show Daniel that she's like really interested in moving up on the ladder and like having the conversation and like strategizing and being a good ally and all that stuff. Because she listens to a lot of those podcasts about how to get ahead in her job. So she's like, I'm prepared for this moment. But the music from the DJ is like really fucking loud. Have you ever been to like one of those parties where it's like the guy's got like all these cheap ass speakers and he's just blasting it?
Yeah, I love them. I'm the wrong person to complain about that. Oh yeah. My God, that's great. I don't have to listen to anybody.
I know.
What's
I know.
That like? I can't hear you. Okay.
It's great when you don't want to listen. But if you actually do, it's like, okay, Christ on a cracker. This is really, really annoying. So,
like first dates at concerts. What? You have your finger slammed in your ear to talk to each other. So what school you go to?
Yeah, I really fancy you too. Wait, what? You have an STD? No, I didn't need to know that.
So music's blaring and she's trying to pay attention.
Yeah, she's trying to pay attention and she genuinely cannot hear a word that he's saying. And Daniel's looking really frustrated that she can't hear what he's saying. And it's really important. Because he's talking about some kind of political inside trading, not insider trading, not literally, like inside baseball stuff, like stuff that she needs to know to get ahead. And Abby doesn't want to miss this. So Abby's like, sorry, Daniel, can you speak up? I'm actually deaf in one ear. And I'm really hard of hearing in the other.
Right.
And Daniel's like, oh, my God, I had no idea. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Let me text you.
Yeah, I'll write this down. And you know what? Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later. The next day after the work party, Abby comes in and Daniel is like, I've figured all these things we can do. Here's some like some special headphones so you can hear what I'm saying in real time with like transcription services to actually write it down.
Abby doesn't hear a word because she's asleep at the moment and and deaf.
So she's got like the narcolepsy ruse that she has to keep up. And now she has to wear these huge ass headphones and make sure that she's only reading what's being said through the real time transcription services for Daniel, especially when he's talking. So she's like, all right. Don't know how much she can, but she's like, I'm getting myself into a total mess. But like at the same time, it was all she could think of. She kind of panicked. She's like, oh, I can't hear. So, okay.
Okay, I'm totally okay. Yep.
Where is this going? It's the holiday party now. Fast forward a few more months. She's managed to keep up this exhausting set of lies because she's like, I'm young, I can do this, you know.
Yeah, she has a sleeping bag under her desk. She's got special headphones.
She's made sure she's got a soft place to land. It's a holiday party, and she's had a little bit to drink. And, I mean, sometimes people do stupid things when they're drunk. I don't know if you know that.
I've heard.
Yeah, it's shocking, I know. She is talking to Daniel again, and she genuinely is just sort of, like, clinging on to his side because she's like, I really want that fucking promotion. She hasn't gotten it yet. And she can't hear what he's saying at the party, but she decides to sort of, like, hang on to him. And she doesn't know it, but he's trying to excuse himself He's like trying to sidle away from her, and she's not really picking up on that.
So she's like holding on to his coat or what?
Well, like literally like just a little too close. And Daniel's like, sorry, Abby, just hold on a second. And she just thinks that he means like he's just trying to turn around to get like something from a table or something. Daniel's sort of sidling his way over to some rooms that she doesn't recognize because they're at a nice function hall and she doesn't recognize anything. They've got like fancy signage and everything. And ends up as Daniel's moving towards a door, she goes in with him because she's like, oh, maybe he wants to show me something. And she realizes it's the men's bathroom.
Yep.
And yep. She's helped herself following Daniel in to the men's bathroom.
Oh, my God. So there's, yeah.
So Daniel's like,
you want to hold it for me?
Daniel's like,
are you offering your services? Is this what we're doing?
What does she do in this moment? Does she make another lie? Does she turn around? Does she just go, oh, shit?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
I mean, remember, she's a panicker. She panics.
Okay, she's a panic liar. Okay, so yes. We need to give her something that fits her, and we want her to have another ailment that she has to negotiate, definitely.
Do we, though?
Definitely we do, because, geez.
She is a panic liar. Because she could just do the normal person thing and go, oh, shit, I didn't realize it was the bathroom. Turn around and leave. And then the story's done. And that's what a normal person would do.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think she should talk about how she has near blindness. She has very special contacts that she normally wears, that they're laser cut and perfect. But they popped out of her eyes because of something.
So she couldn't see where he was going. Yep.
And they're going to be really expensive to replace. And so she can't replace them for any time soon. And she's
why she needs a new job and a pay raise, because she needs to afford the new contacts.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why she was holding on to him, because she really trusts him. And she tried to explain this to him. He obviously didn't hear.
Maybe he's hard of hearing and she knows the right doctor to send him to get him
help. Right. And what's he doing talking at someone who's half deaf in a loud club with like some super sauce? Like, what the hell, Daniel?
Right? That's discrimination. Daniel should be fired. The end.
Exactly. Brilliant.
Girl, you're in. Thank you for being you, girl. Save me from myself, yeah. Please.
With Big pleasure.
Dramas. With Big Daddy Dramas. So we had Bigwood Mad last episode. Oh. Now we got Big Daddy Dramas.
Oh, you see? Isn't that weird?
Mm. Mm.
We have Gina and Luigi.
It's okay? Me.
It's a me.
Yahoo! All right.
Married, two kids, approaching 7 and 9, right? And this revoltingly loving couple decided not long ago that Luigi was to get a vasectomy.
Don't you hate it when people love each other? It's just so
the worst.
The worst. People love each other. Blah. What is that? Yeah. He's getting the chop. All right.
So they decided. And when I say they both decided, Gina kind of strongly suggested it. And like Reed pushed real hard because, you know, she's definitely completely, utterly, no question over young child.
Done.
Stick a fork in her. She's done. Yeah.
Done. Same, honey. Same.
And the contraception thing is beginning to be a pain in the butt. And obviously a hysterectomy is a bit of a big operation, expensive, risky. So the obvious answer is for Lulu, that's her nickname for Luigi, to get the snippity snips.
Lulu, huh? All right.
Lulu.
That's usually that sounds like a girl's nickname. Okay.
Oh, all right. God. Gender. Get over it.
I will assume nothing. Let's resume. Okay. Okay, let's go. That's Mario. Okay dokie.
You're going to die laughing later. Oh, my God.
I mean, I genuinely do play a lot of Nintendo. So this is going to, okay.
So Lulu is what I guess many of us would call a kind of manly man, you know.
Is he a plumber by trade?
Yes, he's a plumber.
No, does he walk around haunted mansions?
He's a big guy. He's hairy, you know. He owns just two pairs of shoes. You know, all those colors in his wardrobe are earth colors. You know, he whistles as he whittles, right?
He whistles as he whittles? Yeah. Is that a euphemism?
I have no idea. I just wrote whittles and I said whistles. And I thought I could put that in a sentence. I liked it.
It'd be weirder if he yodeled while he whistled while he whittled or something.
Yes, yodeled while whistling.
He does Tibetan throat singing while he whittles. Actually, that would be pretty badass. Fucking A.
He's this manly guy, right? He's a manly guy, but he's not a man of few words. You know, he's kind of a chatterbox. Talking all the time.
Okay.
Talking all the time. His, you know, his manly voice. Now, it didn't take long for Lulu, obviously, to relent getting the vasectomy, okay? When Gina laid out the facts, it seemed like they're obviously the best option, the only option. But, you know, it wasn't on his bucket list of things he wanted to do in his lifetime, really, right? It's one of those things you have to do, but you don't really want to do it.
Did he have any complicated feelings that some men do have about stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he have the whole, like, I'm being castrated and my manliness is now in question thing?
He had a bit of that because he's very manly, you know? He's very manly. And, you know, he doesn't, there's no real.
My seed!
He's virile. He's manly.
If I can't impregnate many women, what kind of man am I? Yeah.
Something like that. You know? And it's not like he ever took care of the contraception, so he doesn't see it as a pain in the ass for him, but he understands it's something he has to do.
I thought you were going
to
say it's not like he took care of his children. Yes. No, yeah. Often men don't, so that's...
So day of the operation finally arrived, and despite all the nerves and the sleepless nights and the worry that little Lulu felt, or big Lulu felt...
About his little Lulu.
Everything went tickety-boo.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Lulu took the afternoon off from work to chill his nuts, quite literally.
Quite literally.
Yeah, he watched a bit of TV. You know, he texted Gina saying it was all done and went well, had a snooze, waited to be catered on because he can't really walk around very easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, and he'd done something very momentous today. Anyway, so he's feeling quite good. Gina arrives home with the kids. She has real champagne to celebrate because hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And she runs over and she's like, honey, you did it. And he replies, yep, I sure did.
Stop. Oh, my God. It's Daniel. It's actually Dan. It's Daniel.
Listeners think that we share stories before we do this. It's so weird.
No, we don't. Oh, my God. Yep, I got it done.
To be clear, this is about 45 octaves higher than his normal voice. Okay, so the kids burst out laughing. Okay?
That doesn't happen.
The kids burst out laughing at the same time as Gina. But then everyone stops when Lulu looks a little panicked. He goes,
oh no, it's a bee. That's a bee. I sound like this.
Okay, you're great. You'll do the voice. Okay. And he jumps up, and his tender parts flared angrily. So he lowers himself gingerly.
Oh, yeah. Don't jump when you've had it.
Propping himself up on one little butt cheek.
With a little bag of peas.
Yeah, and he swallows and he says very seriously, what's wrong with my voice? This can't be connected to the operation, can it?
No way!
And the kids are in hysterics, right? The kids are killing themselves. And Gina's like, oh, for Jiminy's sake, Lulu. Of course, it's stop being ridiculous. But the thing is, now we are weeks later, okay? They obviously called the hospital. The surgeon laughed his head off when Lulu had called to inquire.
I was saying, we're going to have some angry urologist like writing and being like, that cannot actually happen with a vasectomy. What the fuck are you guys saying?
Yes, exactly. Surgeons, exactly.
We know.
He finally convinced him to, you know, let him see an ENT specialist to see if something's wrong with his throat.
Hey, what the happened to me?
What the happened to me?
You had to name him Luigi. Oh, no, Mario, bro. What happened to my boy?
And, you know, like, thank God his job is one of a software engineer. So, you know, he works from. So, you know, he works from home on, doesn't need to talk to any people. But, okay, we're getting to our pickle here.
Okay. And there's more. Okay. All right.
thing is, though, is at home, you know, things are a little tense. Because he's even agreed to go see a shrink, but the waiting list is months long.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So in the interim, things are tense at home. Every single time he opens his little mouth, this little high-pitched, squealy voice comes out.
Yeah.
Hey, kiddos, how was school?
Oh, no.
And then, of course, it's followed by the kids imitating him, and then followed by him yelling, kids, stop! Stop making fun of me! Which makes them laugh even louder. But for Gina, it's akin to torture.
Yeah.
What time will you be home for dinner? You know, wear my blue socks, the fluffy ones.
Hey, honey, you look really great in that dress. I can't wait to take it off you later.
Exactly. Right?
She's like, yeah, that doesn't do it for me, sweetie. Sorry.
But that's the thing. When they're in bed, he snuggles over and he goes,
baby.
And they have their line. You know how people have their line, right?
Oh, God.
What's this? You know what his is?
No.
You ready?
There's no way I can be ready for this.
Fancy a hot, hot dog?
Stop. No way. Oh, no.
So,
Oh, no.
This is making her insane. Yeah. She dreams of killing him in his sleep. When he like yells from upstairs something like, you know, where's my sweet Gina? You know, she wants to rip his flipping face off. She's like become short-tempered, irritated, and she doesn't have anyone to blame. Right? It's not like he's not trying to get help. He's not putting it on because he's never, you know, fallen out of it. And she cannot bring herself to even, like, he even moans with a high-pitched squeal. So she doesn't want to do it.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, please don't imitate it. I will die. Okay.
No!
No!
So, sticky Maria is obvious. Gina's at the end of her wits. If you were Gina, what would you do now?
Like, that implies there's something one can do. Oh, my God. Does he have a brother named Mario? I don't know. I mean.
What about, I would tape his mouth closed for, I don't know. Or ask him not to speak ever.
I would imagine he might, okay, like in
what about that thing that people have, you know, that goes against, you know, if they have that operation where they lose their voice box because there's voice box damage, they have like this little machine that goes against their throat so they can hear the voice.
The stoma, like the people who smoke a ton and they have their thing. They don't like that thing.
That might be better.
You think that would be preferable?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, baby. Hot dogs.
I haven't even thought about that stuff in ages. Oh, my God. Wow, that took a dark turn. Oh, my God. Because, like, I'm doing the thing I do where I'm, like, trying to give him an actual solution.
Give her a solution. She's the one asking for help.
Because I'm just like, there are things called voice therapists, like people who can train you to speak in a lower register. I mean, what the fuck? I don't know what you. I genuinely don't. Like, you got to live with it or you don't.
I think I'd move out with the kids. I'd move in with mom. That's it. If mom's is preferable, just go to mom's. That'll motivate him as well. You know.
I mean, he could use a voice modulator, like the thing that people use for prank calls.
There you go. That's what I meant earlier. That's what I meant. A voice modulator.
I thought you went to the fucking stoma.
I didn't even know like what a stoma was. I was just like, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, when they don't have a thing and they can't talk anymore and they have to. I was like, oh my God, we're doing that? Christ. All right. The voice modulator. Like, he's doing he's
doing the prank call.
Yeah, she could get headphones.
Yeah, noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, to just
brown
to
noise
husband,
all
she
the time on full
voice.
Volume.
I was going to say, how does one just live tuning out your spouse all the time? But there are many people who do just that. So,
well, thank you for your funny response to my story.
I'm literally in pain from laughing. So thank you for that.
Oh, my God. That's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your butts and review or send us an email. Many of you have. They're amazing. Some of them extra special. You know who you are.
thank you if you wrote an email. We appreciate it a lot. It
makes my day when we see them, because it's like, oh, you guys say such nice things. And, you know, it puts the wind in our sails, as they say. So it really, we appreciate it.
That sounds perverted.
What isn't perverted? Like, I'm trying to not be perverted. I'm being sincere, and it still sounds strange.
You know that our goodbye music is going on right now underneath us.
Oh, fuck. All right. Get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Piggles on Twitter, if you're still on there. At Sticky Piggles, the pod on Instagram. And if you're on Mastodon, we'll figure it out. Okay. Anything else you can find on Sticky Piggles? Sticky Piggles? StickyPiggles.com.
Sticky Piggles.
Not a Sticky Piggles.
Sticky Piggles are a very different show.
Oh, no.
That's a very different show. Jesus.
Oh, God. Christ. Almighty. This is a way to start the season.
Bye.
Bye. Girl.
I don't know, man. You're insane.
What? You told me to get my energy up. I think I went over. Like, it went a little too far.